though it's Ramadan, it may outwardly seem inappropriate. But when is it inappropriate to say anything in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in praise of the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, inshallah, say this ashar. It's written by our beloved Dara Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sal Rahmatullah Ali. It's entitled Ya Subhe Medina, Ya Shame Medina. Inshallah, everybody will love. Join in, inshallah. Read the ruchat. Ya Subhe Medina, Ya Shame Medina, Ya Subhe Medina, Ya Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qayame Medina. Ye Subhe Medina, Ye Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qayame Medina. Ye Subhe Medina, Bhala Jaane Kya Jamo Meena hai alam, bhala jaane kya jaamo meena hai alam, tera kaif e khush kharame madina, ye subhe madina ye Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qayame Medina, Ye Subhe Medina. Medine Ki Galiyon Mein Har Ek Kadam Par, Medine ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par, ho madde nazar ihtirame Medina, ye subhe Medina ye Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qayame Medina, Ye Subhe Medina. Medina, 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 Bara Lutf Deta Hai Naam Medina, Ye Subhe Medina Ye Shame Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qayame Medina, Ye Subhe Medina. Nigahon Mein Sultan Niyat Hai Chahogi, Nigahon Mein Sultan Niyat Hai Chahogi, Jo Paayega Dil Mein Payame Medina, Ye Subhe Medina Ye Shame Medina, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ, ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ, ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفی. We'll just try and give a very brief explanation of this very beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumihi Waqf Tabrizi Zamana Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat is teaching us the great love of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and without the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is impossible to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Our object and purpose is Allah Rabbul Izzat, the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But without Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is impossible to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, their love for the friends of Allah, we can't imagine. Then their love for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is so great. Then their love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is beyond our imagination. As from this beautiful poem, we hear how Hazrat explains that this is the sign of the love of the friends of Allah, and we won't really understand just a few words. We'll try and give a translation, but what was in the depth of their heart, we can't imagine. The love they had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the connection they had for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you will get the great connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying that every believer should be desiring that I should be close to my Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has made it so easy that every person, no matter where you are in the world, you can be the poorest person in the world, you can't afford to go to Medina Sharif, but just make your connection by reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by following in the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you will be the closest to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity, and it's no money that takes you, it's no passport that will take you, there are so many incidents in the world that people that you can't imagine, they have no money in their pockets, but they find themselves present right in front of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then that person is in a different state of ecstasy. Like Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned, وَلِمَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانِ, That person who inculcate that fear in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him Allah ta'ala promises two jannat. Jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. That in one jannat in this world, that all the time you're in the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, Allahu Akbar, the jannat you will get when you meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is that real jannat when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that ecstasy will be such that all the pleasures of jannat also will become cold. You won't even think of the pleasures of Allah. You'll be just astounded with the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't imagine. That is beyond explanation. So similarly, a lover of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all the time recites durood, he's conscious, he wants to imitate the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not like in today's modern time, because science has proved that there's benefit in the sunnah. Whether science prove it or not, whatever my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam done, first of all, there is only beauty in there. And the goodness we can't imagine. So when a person gets now the opportunity to be present at the Rauza of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that person is madly in love, and from the depth of his heart, then Hazrat is saying, Ya Subh-e Madina, Ya Sham-e Madina, that what can I tell you of the morning of Madina Sharif? What enjoyment is it just to be there in the presence of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning, in the evening, in other words, the whole day, to be present in Madina Sharif? A person cannot imagine the enjoyment, the blessings. And not like people like us, we are present in Madina Sharif, not we are still unmindful, we got time to read the newspaper, or we got the TV in the room, so we say, let's just watch the news. No, a person present in Madina Sharif, he wants to spend as much time in the haram. And when he goes for his necessities, he has to go and sleep a little, he has to do his eating, whatever is in his room. Then also he is reciting durood, he is thinking of Hazrat Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Anbiya alive in the kubur. And we are so fortunate, this ummah, that we know 100%, 1,000,000% where our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And till today, the greatest sheikh in the world is Hazrat Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you are honored to go to the Rauza-e Park of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how here, inshallah, all of us, we look forward to come to the majlis of our sheikh, and we are eager to come to the majlis. So when you go to Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just think, I'm going to the majlis of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there you in the majlis of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there you should draw fares. You should draw the special mercies of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like our Dada Shaykh explains, that the most mercy that is descending presently in the world, more than Kaaba Sharif also, is upon Hazrat Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Sharif. So when a person goes to Madina Sharif, one easy way to benefit, you just make this muraqabah and your dua in your heart that, oh Allah, you brought me to this mubarak place of my beloved Nabi and your beloved, oh Allah, and you are sending your very, very, very special mercies in torrents, in floods. You have brought me here, oh Allah, please shower that mercy on me also. And if one or two drops prayer just splash on us, that mercy is such, it is that nur that penetrates the heart that will change your life in a split moment. Now you'll see, to keep that beard, no more objections that why I do have to keep a beard, is it sunnah, not sunnah. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, and I can't. Allahu Akbar. It is as a poet says so beautifully, that if this beard, agar dari nahi achhi hoti, to mere mahbub ke chehre par nahi hota. If this beautiful beard, one first length, sunnah beard from below the chin, if it was not beautiful, most definitely Allah wouldn't have commanded my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep it. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sarapa beauty. A poet says it so beautifully, Ya Sahib al-Jamal wa Ya Sayyid al-Bashar. That, oh, that being who is an embodiment of beauty and the king of all of mankind. Mi wajhikal munir lakad nawwar al-qamar. That the moon gets its light because of your beautiful countenance. Where can the moon, and the Sahaba has testified. And one thing we must understand in the Sahaba Radhiyallahu's mizaj was not like Raj, was not like us. That small things we exaggerate. Sahaba Radhiyallahu said things as it was. And this was the barakat of the company of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. Whatever they said, hal or qal yakta. Their words and the condition of the heart was the same. Allah save me, not like a hypocrite. We say something from on the tongue, but in the heart we're thinking something else. So what Sahaba said was absolute truth. So a Sahabi is saying, Allahu Akbar, we're sitting on the 14th full moon, beautiful moonlight, and we're looking at the moon, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting on one Sahabi's thigh, and we're looking at the beautiful moon, and we're looking at the Mubarak countenance of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm trying to, in my mind, see where I can't, I had to come to a decision. There was no way out. That the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam far outweighs the beautiful 14th full moon. Allahu Akbar. So the poet says, me, wajhikal munir laqad nawwar al-qamar. That it is because of your beauty, O Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the sun, the moon is getting their light. So the beauty in every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Haq Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, great lover, muhayyi sunnah, that a person who loves the sunnah and made an effort to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in a very simple way, every masjid Hazrat used to go, every maktab, whichever maktab Hazrat was running, you could see exactly that this was under the supervision of Hazrat Maulana Abrar Haq Sahab rahmatullah alayh. Because the students, they used to know the sunnahs of namaz, and they used to rattle it off. 54 sunnahs, they all used to know that. They used to know all the sunnahs. So Hazrat Maulana Abrar Haq Sahab rahmatullah alayh used to say that sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. The sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most beautiful way of life. Sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. The sunnat way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most perfect way of life. Everybody thinks, I want to be a perfectionist. There can never be no better perfectionist than Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if we imitate the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be on your road to perfection. And a person might think, to do something perfect, it's very hard, it's not easy. Allahu Akbar. The miracle of the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is such that sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. That the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most easiest way of life. And today we see, because we have gone on to al-iyazu billah, Allah save us, the modern way of life, our lifestyle also, we moved away from sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we think it's difficult. For example, you got some guests. Now we've got table and chairs. You invited 5-6 people. You only got 5-6 chairs and a table. If 2-3 other people come, you feel awkward. But sunnat tariqa, you're sitting on the floor. And 5-6 people are sitting. 2-3 come. You just move up little. 1-2 in the same place. And how beautiful. And how much barakat. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq to understand that we connect our hearts to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the road Allah Ta'ala has made, we have to walk up the step ladder. We can't, it's difficult to connect your heart directly, immediately to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to follow in the footsteps of your elders, the pious servants of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have learned from their elders how to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says, ye subh-e Madina, ye sham-e Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina. What barakat! How blessed it is for you that Allahu Akbar, as we learn, that you can spend all the money in the world. And so beautifully, Bhai Rashid mentioned so beautifully that it is no minute inappropriate that we sing the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every minute is just appropriate for the praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because after all, we are living in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our whole deen is because of the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you spend your whole wealth, all your wealth in the world, just to be present in Madina Sharif for 1 second or for 1 minute, you haven't wasted your money. You have gained a lot just to be present, Allahu Akbar. Those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala that came in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for few minutes with an open heart, and they brought Iman. The Sahabi came, he sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, brought Iman, didn't even get an opportunity of reading one namaz, went in jihad, he became a shaheed. The whole ummah, awliya, attiya, the most pious of the whole ummah after that, can never reach the rank of the lowest Sahabi of Nabi. So that was that company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when we also go to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are in the sohbat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah penetrates the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. So in the Medina ki galiyo mein, kadam par ho ihtirami Medina. This is now very, very important when Allah Ta'ala blesses us with the company of the pious servants. Allah blesses us in the presence of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a person should realize that it's not my, that I'm deserving to be here, I'm not worth to be here. But Allah Ta'ala agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. That, oh Allah, if you have chosen me and brought me a dirty, filthy thing in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I should learn to be respectful. That not I want to be shown that I am around. And like in today's time, Allah save us, Allah save us. We just walk into the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember, Allah Ta'ala has made and given that current to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that anywhere in the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam may be looking at somebody. And so whenever we enter the masjid, and even out of the haram, the whole precincts of the haram, so it's not that we walk in the masjid and we see now somebody else busy with his cell phone, I must also take out my cell phone. In every gully also, you're going to do your shopping or anything, every step we have to have ihtiram in Medina. We have to have the honor of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respect for the people of Medina Sharif. Respect for the town of Medina Sharif, that is the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is extremely important. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar, according to people's ranks, Allah makes their tarbiyat. Once one buzurg was in Medina Sharif, and it happened, somebody brought some sour milk for him, and he ate it. And he just happened to say the sour milk seems a bit bitter. Then in the dream at night, what he saw? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, if the sour milk of my Medina Sharif is bitter for you, then rather leave Medina Sharif. So this is according to their level. So from this we learn that even how we talk in Medina Sharif, but Allah Ta'ala is so kind. So many useless people like myself, they are so bare-adbi, but Allah still allows us. Why? Allah is Haleem, very tolerant. And like Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasam, the tolerance of Nabi Kareem Sawasam, and we see our mashayikh, their tolerance, they allow us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize that we learn, and this adab also, we learn in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And like Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tan, we have mentioned that ba adab, ba naseeb. Be adab, be naseeb. Bad adab, bad naseeb. Adab, that is respect, is a very important aspect. We should teach it to ourselves, our children also, that if you got respect and adab, then Allah will grant you a lot. And if you don't have respect, you'll be a loser. And if you got disrespect, then you'll become a wretched person. And Hazrat has said that so many people, they suffer more from disrespect than even committing a sin. Because this is a very terrible attitude. Allah Ta'ala save us. Then further, another couplet Hazrat mentioned in this poem, that sukoon e jahan tum kaha dhoondte ho. Sukoon e jahan hai nizam e Madina mein. If you ask every person in the world, every person in our hearts, why are you working so hard? What you want? Everybody, I just want a peaceful life. I want a nice, comfortable life. And as we have learned so beautifully, that Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. We all want a comfortable, peaceful life. So Allah has given us that type of deen. That if you follow in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will have peace and contentment in your heart. So Hazrat is saying here so beautifully, that where are you looking for peace and contentment? Peace and contentment lies. The whole world, where they're looking for it, it's not there. Today, sadly, We as youngsters looking for peace and contentment, you see the bright lights of a casino, shopping center, you say, I'll get the enjoyment there, there's peace and contentment there. Some people in some degrees, that if I get this degree, I become a doctor, then I'll be earning so well, I'll have peace and contentment. Peace and contentment, Hazrat says, Nizam-e-Madina mein. In the system of Medina Sharif, which was taught by Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that the people of the world, even if they don't accept Islam, the non-Muslims, but if they run their affairs, their governmental affairs according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be peace in the world. Allahu Akbar. There will be so much goodness in the world. So a Muslim, what Iman, if you bring alive the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what peace, what happiness we'll get in our life. Today all this unnecessary arguing, fighting in the houses, etc., as we learn so beautifully, that sunnah has got nur. And when nur moves out, then there's no vacuum. What science will tell you, there's an empty space. Darkness will fall. So when we left the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then all the evil of all the TV, now all the laptops, now all this internet came in our homes. And because of this darkness, small petty things, arguments. So if we want goodness to come again and peace, then we have to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In my life, the life of our families, and we make niyat, Allah give us tawfiq to spread it throughout the world. According to our niyat and how much effort we can make, Allah Ta'ala will reward accordingly. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. And Hazrat says that... Azad Akhtar Ghamedo Jahase, that if you want to free yourself from all the worries of both the worlds, in other words, you want the happiness, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then become a true slave of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anum, we'll just end off on this, has mentioned so beautifully, what a beautiful lesson for me and the people, for the world till the day of Qiyamah. The whole ummah is crying that the ummah is in slavery, the ummah is in turmoil today. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that, look at us, look at our history. Inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azzanallahu bil Islam. We were the most degraded nation on the face of the earth. How Allah gave us this honor and respect when we held on to the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the principle and the usul of Allah. فَمَحْمَا نَطْلَبُ الْإِذَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. Anybody, any nation, in any time, till Qiyamah, if you look for your izzat, your honor, your respect, in any other way of life, any lifestyle, Allah will degrade you once upon a time. So the solution to the ummah, myself, that we make tawbah, istighfar it, O Allah. We have drifted from the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, please forgive us the few beautiful moments of the month of Ramadan where du'as are just accepted every moment. We should be crying, myself, in my heart and all of us, that O Allah, please give me the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring me back onto the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.